And then the story that we're really trying to focus on here is the rally and press conference that was held yesterday outside of New Era headquarters on Delaware.
Right.
It is a private company, and public officials are speaking against the private company.
Right.
Is that a good business practice from a let's keep this business in Buffalo standpoint?
Yes. We are going through very unusual times these days. Normally, it's not good practice to interfere in the affairs of private companies. At the same time, we see people losing jobs and a factory that has been running for 4 or 5 decades. And naturally, it is something that's going to invite a lot of concern all around, not only to the workers who are losing jobs after such a long time and so on. From that standpoint, I guess it is quite acceptable. In spirit, of course, as you say, business decisions and politics should not interfere. That is not the way capitalism works, you know. So at the same time, we do find workers losing jobs, and it is definitely a matter of concern to the community.
So you would say, from obviously the human element of the whole situation, that it is acceptable and maybe even lauded that public officials would take a stand for members of the community, but on the economic side of things, it's probably not something that should be done?
Oh, that's right. Exactly right. You put it right. Yeah.
Okay. What would be a better way to go about this if you are County Executive Mark Poloncarz or Assemblyman Sean Ryan?
I see. Now, they have expressed concern, which is quite, that's what they are supposed to be doing, which is well and good. At the same time, I think they should involve in constructive dialogue. I'm quite sure senior management of New York Cap has some very compelling reasons to shift production overseas, especially from the cost structure point of view. At the same time, I think a more constructive dialogue is definitely in order instead of shouting on the street and things like that. So,
would you have had less of a problem with it if it was done at the Derby plant, as opposed to right outside the headquarters in Buffalo?
I don't know if the location matters that much. The important point is this is something which should be worked out constructively with the management and so on. I'm quite sure management has very compelling reasons to do this. As I said, at the same time, people losing jobs, and it's not something we would like to see here. We are going through very unusual times. Lots of uncertainties in business. Now, what's been happening is I had the pleasure of taking my students to the Derby plant some years ago. My students made the observation that it was very heartening to see that kind of manufacturing thriving in this place. At the same time, we did notice the extent of labor intensity of the process, and we did notice how vulnerable it is in terms of being easily shifted overseas. That comment was heard over and over again from my students. We are going through some unusual times, as I said. Now, there are a lot of things happening in China which are making manufacturing in China not that favorable anymore, because there is labor costs are rising in China, the real estate costs are going up. There's much more genuine bargaining between labor and management in China, and the loss of intellectual property in China, all those kinds of things. And also this new element of political uncertainty with China is forcing companies to rethink about sourcing in China going forward. At the same time, the Chinese cost structures still seem to be advantageous, especially for this kind of manufacturing. The garment industry, there's a huge amount of garment industry work in not only in China, but also Taiwan, Hong Kong, all those places. And I'm sure the company must have taken all those factors into consideration in all this. And
Of course, the goal of any business is to make, stretch profits. Is there, however, any responsibility that a business should have to the community, that especially like New Era that it's headquartered in?
Yep.
What are your kind of thoughts on that? Is every dollar worth the expense?
No, yeah. Companies ultimately beholden to their shareholders. Maximizing shareholders' value, the wealth is the main objective, of course. At the same time, social responsibility is involved, etc. So, especially something like closing down a manufacturing plant comes with very adverse. It's not entirely profits in it. It's not entirely cost structures and all that. At the end of the day, it's also about, especially a company that has received lots of tax benefits over the years in return for the jobs that are being created here. The company also has a corporate social responsibility. I'm quite sure management would have considered that aspect. I'm quite sure senior management would have thought many times, agonized about this decision many times. So it's not entirely shareholders' wealth, but it's also the sense of responsibility for the community.
And then going back to the rally last night, as you said earlier, a better way would probably be to do this constructively than outside screaming, outside the headquarters. However, Poland Cars did mention that he has sat down with President of New Era, Mr. Cook. And said, and basically, Mr. Cook said that they're not really interested in reconsidering the decision at this time. So as a public official whose jurisdiction is Erie County and sees that 219 laborers are about to be laid off, do you condone it more so in that this is like a kind of last-ditch effort to try to get them to stay?
I certainly condone it. I certainly understand the sentiment. It is not something which is... It is painful. It is extremely unfortunate development. It is a very painful development, and I'm quite sure this is a very extenuating circumstance. And we can certainly understand the sentiments behind it. And I'm sure everybody is very well intentioned. It is not something. There's no malice in this, So.
Anything else that you'd like to add?
Right now, not only we are going through a big transition. It's going to take 2 or 3 years for all these things to stabilize. I hope the trade war with China will be resolved very soon. So we are going through that painful transition as well. At the same time, we see companies closing down and moving to China, General Motors, for example. So that indicates that the cost structures of manufacturing overseas, especially in China, is still advantageous. Companies see that as a huge advantage. Plus, you have China has got the double advantage. It's a huge market. At the same time, it's also a low-cost production country. That double advantage is very hard to beat. And so there must be very compelling arguments for senior management to move production overseas. I'm quite sure it was not a pleasant decision for them at all. They must have agonized about this many times. Unfortunately, that is the painful reality we have to face for the next 2 or 3 years. I hope the trade war with China will end soon and things will stabilize. And I hope one day we will be able to take labor out of the manufacturing equation completely, so that way manufacturing would be as cost effective here as it is in China today.